Augustus Arch, the Amphitheatre. This is the oldest surviving arch in northern Italy. It marks the entrance to the city for travellers on the Via Flaminia, the road built by Consul Flaminius in 220 BC to link Rome to Rimini. Erected in 27 BC as a gate of honour, it expresses the desire of the Senate to celebrate Octavius Augustus, as can be seen in the inscription above the archway. The monument was inserted into the earliest defensive walls, the remains of which, constructed in blocks of local stone, can still be seen at the sides of the arch. Today it is isolated following the demolition of the adjacent buildings carried out in the 1930s. The original construction, positioned between two polygonal towers, of which only a few traces are still visible, was surmounted by a statue of the emperor on horseback or on a quadriga chariot. The top, which may have collapsed on account of an earthquake, was substituted by battlements in the Middle Ages. The architecture is adorned by ornate decorations full of political significance and propaganda. The opening was too wide to be closed by gates, a token of the peace reached after a long period of civil war. The gods represented in the circles, Jupiter and Apollo on the outside, Neptune and Roma on the town side, evoke the greatness of Rome and the power of Augustus. The whole structure is pervaded by a strong religious quality that underlines the sacred aspect of the city gate. Augustus Arch and Tiberius Bridge, carried out in the field of a more general urban program promoted by Augustus, have always been taken as symbols of the city since medieval times. From here, continue along Via Bastioni Orientali in the direction of the railway station. At the crossroads with Via Roma, turn left and you will come across the remains of an ancient Roman amphitheatre built in the 2nd century AD. It stood near the coast, which was then much further in, near the ancient port, which would have been in the area now occupied by the nearby railway station. It was an imposing construction which would most certainly have aroused great emotion, above all in those arriving by sea. It was oval in shape, with an arena slightly smaller in size to that of the Colosseum, and it could certainly contain at least 12,000 spectators. It was built on two levels with a mixture of bricks and tiles. The lower level had an arcade of 60 arches. To reach our next stop, Palazzo Gambalunga, go back to Tempio Malatestiano and turn into the road of the same name opposite the temple. You will get to Piazza Ferrari at the crossroads with Via Gambalunga. At the entrance to Palazzo Gambalunga on your left, listen to file number 8.